KSLK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There was no change in the nation's unemployment claims with new numbers out today. 262,000 new claims were filed last week, the same as the week before. Daniel Penny, the suspect accused in the chokehold death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely, on a New York City subway train, has been indicted now.
Neely had a documented history of mental illness, and witnesses told police he had been threatening and harassing passengers. Neely's family responding to the indictment through their attorney, saying Daniel Penny's indictment is the right result for the wrong he committed. We will continue to fight on behalf of Jordan as this process moves forward.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is the latest Republican to jump into the presidential race, challenging former President Trump. Suarez is the only Hispanic candidate so far in the race. Actress Glenda Jackson, who won 2 Oscars, 3 Emmys, and a Tony before turning to politics in her native Great Britain, has died. She was 87. This is ABC News. A Michigan family is hoping that parents and kids around the country will learn from their tragedy. Jordan DeMay was a student at Marquette High School when he was caught up in a so-called sextortion plot.
Investigators say Jordan was scammed last year into sending an explicit image of himself to someone he thought was a girl on Instagram. But they say he was actually speaking to Samuel Ogashi, a man from Nigeria. Prosecutors say Ogashi demanded $1,000 for the return of the image when Jordan sent only $300. They say Ogashi threatened to expose the photo to Jordan's family and friends. Hours later, his family says Jordan took his own life.
That's ABC's Lionel Moise. Jordan's mother and father are urging parents to talk with their kids about these kinds of dangers. 3 men have been arrested. There are new concerns about North Korea. South Korea says the North fired another ballistic missile into the ocean this morning. The launch comes after military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. 3 people are in custody after a multi-county drug investigation. More than 5 pounds of meth and $49,000 in cash was seized, with 2 people, Stanley Holte and Julia Ann Lloyd, arrested for allegedly trafficking meth and fentanyl. Holte was arrested in La Crosse County while Lloyd was taken into custody in Vernon County. They are being held on $500,000 cash bonds, according to online court records. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office said that Holte was previously in prison for dealing meth. He was now selling drugs in La Crosse, Vernon, and Monroe counties in western Wisconsin. An air quality advisory has been issued for all but the easternmost counties in Wisconsin through noon today. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. And the state high school baseball championships are today in Grand Chute, with Ithaca playing Pecatonica in the D4 title game this morning. You can hear that on the Civic Media app at WRCO. And at noon, St. Croix Falls will play Aquinas in the Division 3 championship. D2 and D1 go off later tonight. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
From gas to groceries, Wisconsinites are feeling it. Higher prices are making it tough to pay your bills. So why are some in Washington pushing a new, costly mandate that'll make things harder for Wisconsin consumers? It'll mean the credit card rewards you enjoy will go away. That's right, earning cash back, points, or miles all could vanish. Washington bureaucrats think they know better. Consumers and Main Street will lose big. That's why we need Representative Tom Tiffany to step up and help stop this harmful new mandate. Please call Representative Tiffany at 202-225-3365. Urge Representative Tiffany to stand with consumers. Paid for by American Bankers Association, ABA.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
lot longer, where they could live into the 90s and
even 100
or so.
Yeah.
So we have to kind of keep that in perspective, too.
So do you think that there's a time, like if we set it 20 years from now, so people who are in their 40s now would know that by the time they're 65, it's actually going to be 70. Do you feel like that would be palatable? Or like how much of a grace period do you think if we were ever going to change the age, you'd have to give people as far as to like mitigate their expectations of this is the age that I'm working till?
Well, you know, they have this life expectancy whole thing going on now with, you know, different age groups. If you're born year 2000, you should live to, you know, automatically like 80 years old or whatever it is. I forgot what it is. But, you know, again, I think we have to look. I'm not sure what that, you know, how that number gets associated with. The one thing I would recommend, though, one thing that I think is frustrating. So my dad is 87. Okay. He collected Social Security well before he was in full retirement age.
Okay.
The thing for him, though, that stinks is that, you know, he's taxed on his Social Security. Again, even though he paid into it, that is considered taxable income, that's nuts. I think that's really a huge disservice to people that are retiring. Well, we're going to tax you for this. And then that's why people are moving to, you know, like the Floridas of the world, the Texas and, you know, places like that, because at the state level, at least you're not going to get nicked, but at the federal level, you will.
Yeah.
So in the state of Wisconsin, you know, that is why you see a lot of retirees don't want to stick around Wisconsin and they move to a state where they're not going to be penalized for collecting Social Security.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, David.
Dave. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in.
You know what? This is a totally different tangent and probably something I'd have to research a lot more. But as David just mentioned, and they've talked about this, many people have talked about this as far as, you know, first it starts with snowbirds and people who retire to different places because of income taxes and stuff like that. But simultaneously, is that not transferring, and I'm going to say this carefully because I'm not trying to make it sound, but like the health, the aging health burden, as we talk about boomers aging, and I know, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but there's like predictions out there as far as like what the Alzheimer's is going to cost the U.S. in the next 20 years because of the amount of people who are aging. And so I think it would be interesting to look at like prediction models as far as where the migrating retiring age and like what that could potentially do to the health systems in those states. But that's a totally different topic. And so before I go down that rabbit hole, we're going to go back to the question, when will it ever be palatable to raise the age of Social Security? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will take your calls when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 73. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 45. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Mid-80s Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Chance for scattered showers on Sunday, highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 56.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are asking the question, when will it ever be palatable to raise the age of Social Security? Because yesterday, a panel of the House Republican Caucus released a budget proposal. And in it, there was a provision that would raise the Social Security retirement age. And so basically, it would specifically the Social Security's full retirement age, and it would raise it gradually from 67, where it is currently, to 69. And there was a bunch of other things in there that I don't feel like getting into today. But as far as this question that continues to feel like it pops up, that is never to a certain group that is close to that age, it is always going to be
no.
No.
Yes.
Like, don't do that.
Right.
And so I don't, like, what is the solution as far as, is this ever going to be a thing that people are, the majority of people are going to be like, yeah, that makes sense. 844-967-2789.
Randy from Waukesha is on the line. Hey, Randy, what do you think?
Well, as far as the age going up, yeah, that's a good point. But the reason I called was because your previous caller said that we get taxed on our Social Security, only federal. In Wisconsin, we don't get taxed on Social Security income.
So you don't. When did you start collecting, Randy?
When I was 62, I got laid off, and I wasn't going to find comparable employment then. Mm-hmm. But I knew I could work part time and do things. So I went ahead and started collecting at 62. My original thinking was to work till 70 for that bigger amount of money, until my brother pointed out to me, when you get to all that bigger money, first you got to make up all the money you left on the table by not collecting earlier. Which is why, you know, I changed my thoughts on that.
Interesting.
Wait till I was 70. But if they have to raise it, they have to raise it. We're not all in the same condition at 60 years old or 70 years old. Some of us are in pretty good shape. Some of us are hurting pretty bad.
Yeah, yep. Definitely.
But you're saying, as someone who's been paying into it or who has been getting your payments, you don't pay taxes on it in Wisconsin?
Not in Wisconsin.
Oh. There we go.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling, Randy. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Texter from the 414. First, there are many people in very physical professions who either can't or for whom it would be very hard to keep working. The most obvious solution is to actually have everyone pay at the same rate. Once you've reached a certain income level, you don't pay anymore. Social Security is a group pension plan that's supposed to be for everyone. Everyone should pay at the same rate, just like most such plans.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And also from the 414, life expectancy is actually going down in the U.S.
Yes. And as far as what I understand, as far as life expectancy, the age group that it's actually bringing it down right now, well, one, it was COVID. And so it'll be interesting to see as COVID is still obviously an issue. It is not the top issue anymore. But with the age expectancy is going down because of opioid overdoses. And so that is a much younger group.
Yes.
That is dying of overdoses, that is bringing down the average. As far as I understand that statistic to be interpreted as. But it is a good point. We got a message from Mike Van Sumeren on the YouTube live stream. Social Security became taxable under Reagan as part of the tax cuts he passed for the wealthy. He had to fill a revenue shortfall, which is why he taxed seniors and their Social Security. Oh, Reagan.
St. Ronnie. St. Ron. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Dave from West Bend on the line. Hey, Dave.
Hi. Just a couple of comments real quick. With taxing in the state of Wisconsin, isn't there a... Don't you have to make like a certain amount of social or collect a certain amount of Social Security before it can be taxed? I think there's probably some people that aren't really generating that much income from their Social Security where they're not taxed.
Well, we just heard from Randy saying that in Wisconsin, you don't get taxed on your Social Security.
But you do from the Fed.
But that you do from the federal. For your federal income taxes, you do get taxed, but not on the state level as far as the income tax.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I don't think there's a one size fits all for retirement. We probably all know some people that when you talk to them about retiring, it's like you're talking a foreign language. It could be somebody that really enjoys their job or their business that they've developed, and stopping work is they plan on working until they die. Everybody's not like that. But overall, I think that the retirement age should either stay the age that it is or lower it.
Or lower it. Interesting.
That's never going to happen, Dave.
I started collecting when I was 62. I never really had any jobs that I really was in love with. I couldn't wait. And I also... fortunately, I've been able to avoid working part-time. I mean, working for 35, 40 years was enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We got to go to another break, but let us know. Will it ever be palatable to raise the age of Social Security, even if you're, 20 years from now, as much as things change? But every time they bring this up, it feels like there's some group that's going to get screwed over. So is there ever going to be a time where this is, feasible? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. There was no change in the nation's unemployment claims with new numbers out today. 262,000 new claims were filed last week, the same as the week before. Daniel Penny, the suspect accused in the chokehold death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely, on a New York City subway train, has been indicted now.
Neely had a documented history of mental illness, and witnesses told police he had been threatening and harassing passengers. Neely's family responding to the indictment through their attorney, saying Daniel Penny's indictment is the right result for the wrong he committed. We will continue to fight on behalf of Jordan as this process moves forward.
That's ABC's Stephanie Ramos. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is the latest Republican to jump into the presidential race, challenging former President Trump. Suarez is the only Hispanic candidate so far in the race. Actress Glenda Jackson, who won 2 Oscars, 3 Emmys, and a Tony before turning to politics in her native Great Britain, has died. She was 87. This is ABC News.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. An air quality advisory has been issued for all but the easternmost counties in Wisconsin through noon today. Wildfire smoke from Canada is covering most of the state, with the current air quality unhealthy for children and people with certain medical conditions. The outdoor public pool in Chippewa Falls is set to open tomorrow. The pool, which was supposed to open last Friday, needed to delay its opening by a week due to a burst pipe that was discovered in the middle of last week. Three people are in custody after a multi-county drug investigation. More than 5 pounds of meth and $49,000 in cash was seized, with two people, Stanley Holte and Julia Ann Lloyd, arrested for allegedly trafficking meth and fentanyl. Both are being held in the La Crosse County Jail on $500,000 cash bonds. The state high school baseball championships are today in Grand Chute. Ithaca meets Pecatonica in the D4 title game, which you can hear on the Civic Media app at WRCO. At noon, St. Croix Falls plays Aquinas in the D3 championship. D2 and D1 play later this evening. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up our conversation around, is there ever going to be a good time to raise the age of Social Security? So far, we've heard basically no.
Pretty much not.
Pretty much, we've yet to hear from someone who's made an argument of like, yeah, this is going to be the best policy to do just that. But still taking your calls and your texts, 844-967-2789.
414 says, instead of changing eligibility through age, how about Social Security be flat taxed? The same tax on everyone, regardless of income. Leave the age alone, please. And from the 262, Social Security, it's one thing when you're talking about other countries, you have to consider they have far more robust universal healthcare programs.
That is also very true.
That is very true.
That's very different. Well, and that's what's so wild to think about. You know, the protests that are still happening in France as far as changing the pension age, that I think even as of where did I see this month, French pension reform protesters briefly stormed 2024 Olympics headquarters, and that was June 6th.
Oh, wow.
So they are still protesting from raising the age, I think, from 62 to 64. If I'm remembering that correctly, as far as what the change was that they want to make. And that is also on top of the fact that they do have a very robust
healthcare
system compared to us. And I was having this conversation last night I went to the night market in Milwaukee and talking about maternity leave. And I was talking to a couple who he owns a bunch of his own businesses and restaurants and bars and stuff like that. So, and their kids are, one just graduated high school, one's in high school. So this was a while ago, relatively. But he was like, I took 2 weeks off. And I think she was back to work and within 4 weeks because she was orthodontist assistant or something, and she was hourly. And I, you know, as compared to, and it's just so funny how we think about that because one, there's certain companies in the U.S. like a Google. Like I have a friend who's working for Google who's pregnant right now. She's due in July. She's taking 9 months off.
Wow.
And that's what they, I mean, that's what Google pays her. Wow. And
they're going to pay her for 9 months.
They're going to pay her for 9 months. And I, like, cause I said, I was like, you know, it's like, I'm taking 12 and like, I'm lucky enough to be at a place that is allowing me to take 12. But then you think about, there's a certain countries where that, like the whole year is like, that's just what it is. And like the range of what is expected when it comes to taking care of your health or postpartum or all these different things where it's not that uncommon for people to go back to work after having a baby, of which your body, it's pretty traumatizing. And some people are back to work within a week or two.
I can't even imagine. I can't. I just the difficulty in parting from your infant that early,
yeah,
must just be excruciating.
Well, on top of that, also, who's going to take care of it?
Well, right.
I know as of right now, there is, starting at 10 o'clock today, there is a protest happening. I don't know a protest, but there is, I guess, yeah, a protest happening for the Save the Child Care Counts that's happening in Madison right now to try to advocate for including provisions in our state budget to continue to fund childcare. So we've talked about it before on this on the show, as far as if we as a state do not backfill what was part of federal funds to, as far as the infrastructure bill, I think that was the infrastructure.
I believe so.
And there's going to be, it's already the scarcity and the expense of childcare is only going to get worse if we don't do something in our, in this budget to supplement it, because half of Wisconsin already lives in a childcare desert, meaning there's not even availability. And I would say the cost of actually getting childcare, for even if you can access it, is very expensive.
Yes.
And so to not have any kind of subsidies for that, it's only going to get more expensive and more childcare centers are only going to close. And so I know that's happening this morning. And so hopefully that'll make a difference.
One can hope. One can always hope.
But speaking of the Capitol, there's a lot going on there. It was funny. I'm good friends with Jesse Opoyan, who for the last 10 years had been at the Cap Times as a political reporter and the Capitol Times or the Capitol Bureau chief. And now she's in her second week of being the political reporter for Journal Sentinel.
Yeah.
So I just texted her and goes, "How's it going?" And she just wrote back, "Busy."
Jesse's always busy.
But this is an especially busy time. So I'm going to try to run through as many of the updates as I can of what's been happening in Madison in the 10 minutes we have in this segment. Probably can't get too deep into anything. We'll revisit things as we need to. But here's, you know, kind of a rundown of what's going on in Madison, where we're at the, you know, it's mid-June. This budget is supposed to be done by the end of June, and things are both being productive and a little testy. Emotions, I think, are running a little high. So yesterday, the legislature passed the bill that averts Milwaukee's financial crisis. So it lifts aid to local governments. So state lawmakers passed the controversial legislation that keeps Milwaukee from entering a fiscal crisis in a bipartisan vote that pushed 12 Republicans to vote against the legislation and 19 Democrats to vote in favor of it. So don't see that very often.
No,
as
that's
far
for
as
sure.
As much of a split from the moderates kind of being like, let's get this done, and people on both sides voting against it. But the result boosts funding in local governments across Wisconsin by increasing the amount of revenue that returns to those governments from the state. So this is known as shared revenue.
Shared revenue.
And it allows the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to each implement a new and or additional sales tax through 2/3 votes of the common council and the county board of supervisors, as opposed to letting voters decide. But to get this done, the big trade-off was it required Evers to agree to a separate bill, which boosts funding for private school vouchers, which, as you can imagine, over the last week has drew a fair amount of outrage from Evers' oldest allies, which is the Wisconsin Teachers Union.
Sure.
Because it falls way short of the funding that was asked for public schools. It does give some more money to public schools, but not nearly what they were asking for. And it is a huge boon to private schools, charter schools, and the voucher program. And so that legislation also passed in both chambers, with two Democrats, each in the Senate and Assembly, joining Republicans to vote yes. But certainly not the same amount of bipartisanship as there was on the shared revenue bill.
Right.
So once the shared revenue bill is signed by Evers, this is going to fall into the hands of the Common Council and the County Board in Milwaukee, where they will have to get 2/3 vote on it. And it's not known exactly, but that is going to be, that's not a slam dunk either, because there is a fair amount of people on both of those, on the Common Council and the County Board, who are already pretty vocal about how mad they are about all of this and about the overreach and the overreach into local control. And there's been criticism from Milwaukee Common Council members who said the policies contained in the local government funding bill are, quote, overreaching, micromanaging, and frankly, racist. And in particular, council members have objected to the policies that take aim at diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives at the city and statewide. And this is a whole other battle that we've been hearing about for a while, as far as like DEI, the new boogeyman, after it was CRT.
Replacing CRT.
Yeah,
yes.
Like it was CRT. It's like CRT, trans issues, and now DEI. And Voss responded to that criticism of racist policies yesterday. And he said, liberals, quote, want race, color, and gender to be a part of everything and almost mandated for what people should believe. That's not what taxpayer dollars should be for. If you want to raise money in the private sector, if you want to have a bake sale or put money into your own ideology, you have every right to do that because we live in America. But it's not right to use taxpayer dollars to try to push one ideology over another.
This seems cherry picky to me.
It just, you know, I heard a great analogy, and I feel like there's probably another day that we can get more into the DEI conversation. But as far as, like, it was legal and the government had overreach for so much of our history, when we think of redlining, when we think of, like, just how many laws that were in place that disproportionately affected minorities negatively. And now that we're at a place in society where we recognize that that is wrong, and we're trying to make up for the fact that there are groups of people who were held down because of the government, but now the government shouldn't be involved. And so that's a deeper conversation for another day, but because of a different place where Voss also wants to cut DEI, which is the UW system. As of this week, they have not voted on this yet, but it is at the UW level. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss proposed a $32 million cut in an attempt to dismantle campus diversity offices. But yesterday, Governor Evers said that he would veto any state budget if Republicans advanced the $32 million cut to the UW system, which is a pretty bold, considering how much negotiation has been happening across all of these different bills. But he said yesterday, to cut at this point in time, the University of Wisconsin system, when we have a $7 billion surplus, is irrational. I'm hopeful that will change before the budget is passed. And in reaction to that, Voss said he couldn't imagine Evers would veto the largest investments in public schools, the largest investments in generations in our local governments, and more money just for about every priority he has, which is true as far as, like, is he going to all of this other work that's been done?
Squash it all?
Squash it all over the $32 million cut. But, like, we haven't even talked about the proposals for UW and how much this completely hamstrings them over this DEI thing.
Well, and the whole School of Engineering is just, it's so short-sighted, it's stunning.
But the whole thing is short-sighted. Like, the entire argument that we should not be fun, like, that the gem of a UW system and how that keeps talent, how that grows talent, how that keeps people, young people and working age population in Wisconsin, and to continue to cut and cut and cut and not support and, like, really prop it up as this, like, us versus them from the Republicans in the legislature versus the UW system, to me just feels so, I mean, it's not new, but it also just feels so incredibly short-sighted. And especially because, like, I don't think Jay Rothman, head of the UW system, is, like, a staunch liberal, right? Like, doesn't he comes from the private sector, and, like, everything he's said as far as what he's trying to do with the UW system, like, he's said, like, he's made arguments of why diversity is good as in, like, an economic reason for not cutting these programs. And yet that is the topic du jour and the issue, like, the battle cry as far as why they don't deserve more money. But then now we only have a minute left. So here, a couple more things that are happening in Madison. We'll dive deeper into these over the next week. But the legislature also approved a series of housing-related bills, which passed very bipartisan, through a lot of bipartisanship. They also voted to boost road funding, but at an increase of an electric vehicle fee. So it would be $100, maybe $175 instead of $100. And also, Voss also said Medicaid expansion will never happen so long as he is Speaker.
Never.
Never.
We don't need it.
Who says no to $1 billion? Robin Voss says no to $1 billion. All right. Certainly not enough time for any of that, but that is your capital catch-up. When we come back, Beyonce can raise inflation. Who knew? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. 73 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 45. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 78. Daytime highs approaching 85 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Chance for scattered rain showers 83 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 56.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And yesterday in the U.S., the Federal Reserve did indeed held off on raising interest rates for the first time.
Long time.
It's been a pretty historic campaign to curb inflation that's been going on for 15 months. So now it's giving them more time to assess the impact of previous hikes on the economy. The Fed's decision leaves the benchmark federal funds rate at its current rate range of 5% to 5.25%, ending a streak of 10 consecutive increases, which is largely due, I think, to the earlier report that inflation has gone down some. But in Sweden, not quite the same story.
This is a crazy story.
So yesterday, Sweden reported higher than expected inflation for May, causing economists to wonder what could have kept prices elevated. And then it hit them. Beyonce.
What?
Beyonce. The pop superstar kicked off her Renaissance tour in Stockholm last month, drawing 80,000 plus fans to the city's Friends Arena over two nights.
Wow.
In response to the influx of concertgoers, hotels and restaurants raised their prices to such a degree that it boosted overall inflation.
Oh, my goodness.
So the fact that one person, by the sheer force of her popularity, was responsible for higher inflation in an entire country is remarkable, not normal. Insert adjective here. But I mean, I don't know if has anything like this ever happened before. At least in there, one of the chief economists in Sweden said, quote, "It's quite astonishing for a single event. We haven't seen this before." And so, you know, Beyonce's tour arrives in the U.S. next month. So hopefully that doesn't affect Jerome Powell's decision to raise interest rates again. But isn't that unbelievable?
It really is. And all I can think of is, let's hope that Beyonce and Taylor Swift don't go on a global world tour because they're going to wreck economies all over the globe.
Well, they basically are right now. I mean, they're the two of them together being on their tour. Because Taylor's starting to announce international dates.
Oh, she is.
I think the first one was in Argentina. Because they're both, I don't know if they're actually, this has been stated, but either of them, both of them, could be the first artist to ever reach a $1 billion tour based on the tours that they're on right now. And which is unbelievable. And it was funny because I had a friend ask me the other day, out of the blue, he was like, "Who do you think is the artist of our generation?" And I said, "Either Taylor Swift or Beyonce." And I would say I like both of them. I'm a bigger Beyonce fan than Taylor Swift fan, but I have come to very much recognize how unbelievably talented Taylor Swift is.
They both are.
What was really wild to me when I was thinking about that question is no men even come up for, like, of my, like, because even after Taylor Swift and Beyonce, when we talk about longevity, when we talk about cultural influence, when we talk about the amount of, you know, what they do to Ticketmaster and how expensive, like what people are willing to pay to go see them, how many people are willing to pay that to go see them. Those two are for sure the top that come to mind. After that is potentially like a Lady Gaga.
Sure.
Potentially at one point, not probably never again. Kanye might have been up there at one point. But like, I can't think of any men who would top that list.
That's a really good point.
And not that have never, because obviously the Beatles, Michael Jackson, sure, and like sure, in sure. previous generations, but it was recent. Certainly men.
But
like currently, if you think about like Gen Z, millennial age right now, because like Beyonce and Destiny's Child, I was in middle school when they first came out with their Bills, Bills, Bills. And like, I think I was in like sixth or seventh grade. And she has been in the dominant culture since the late 90s. And is still dominating it. Taylor Swift is a little bit behind her, but still, since she was 14.
She was a teenager.
She's been just like never not relevant, basically. And only gaining probably popularity and reinventing themselves as far as like, because you think about like Madonna before them reinventing herself. But I don't know. Do you have any? I would love to hear from people at home, 844-967-2789. As far as the current, like, Gen Z, millennial, even Gen X generations, like, who is the artist, the musical artist of that generation, if not Beyonce and Taylor Swift? And is there anyone you can think of that's a man? 844-967-2789. Can you think of anyone?
My mind immediately went to the Backstreet Boys, but that's no. that's 90s, you know, right?
And I would say their longevity was less than a decade.
It was probably about 10 years, right?
I don't even know if it was that long. Because by the time, I mean, they gained popularity when I was also in middle school. And I feel like by the time I was in high school, NSYNC, like, because I would say by the time it was college, like, Justin Timberlake went solo in like 2003 or 2004, and then NSYNC was over, and I'm not sure any of the Backstreet Boys necessarily had a super successful solo run.
Except for Timberlake, no.
So I would say no, like definitely not, as far as a career that spans 2 to 3 decades at this point.
I mean, the Rolling Stones are still alive.
Yeah, but I would not say that they are of this generation at all. Like, even though they're still touring and they span generations, I would never argue that they're the artist of, like, of my generation.
Right.
Can you think of anyone else?
Unless it's some country artists.
But I don't think that's of a generation. That's of a genre.
Right.
And so,
sorry, guys, you got your work cut out for you.
Seriously. And I was like, even rock, like bands, are there any bands right now that like top that? And granted, I am not the most informed music fan. So maybe someone out there who knows more about, I don't know, but just as a layperson off the top of my head, these two women, both financially and I think culturally, are absolutely dominant, so much so that they are changing economies.
Affecting inflation.
So, all right. Well, when we come back from the top of the hour news, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here too for our weekly segment, Public Cervix Announcement. And then at 11:30 next hour, what's it like to grow up with a weird name? Do you have a weird name? What's the strangest name you've ever come across? Because, you know, I gotta name a kid someday. Pretty soon. So we're going to talk about that at 11:30. But for now, we're going to go to the news. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight. Except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also...
You're listening to Lake Air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Todd All.